waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
You're going to draw the line, Chuck. How are you going to know?
Is that too high? Is that you're okay with that margin for error?
I have no problem as long as we achieve our objective. And our objective is to get the guys who did 9/11, and it is to avoid another attack against the United States. I was prepared, and we did. We got the authorization from the president and authorization from the Justice Department to go forward with the program. It worked. It worked now for 13 years. Mm-hmm. We've avoided another mass casualty attack against the United States. We did capture bin Laden. We did capture an awful lot of the senior guys of al-Qaeda who were responsible for that attack on 9/11. I'd do it again in a minute.
And the Easter Bunny is real as well, and Dick Cheney is a conservative. I know the neocon, rhino Republican media tells you 24/7 that George W. Bush and Dick Cheney are real conservatives, but that's like saying that a transvestite is really a woman, or that a pig dressed up in a tutu is really a woman. I mean, it's just not true, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fraud. It's false. You know what? I just thought of something, because I've got all this important news to cover on this live Sunday edition. Already the 14th day of December, 2014. I thought, why don't I open the phones up? Because we're on a lot of conservative radio stations around the country that have everything from constitutionalists to mainline rhinos listening. And I hear you guys calling into talk radio, calling into affiliates I'm on, saying, we need to get tough. I like torture. It's good. Oh, yeah. We lose the moral high ground when we do that. Then you get into the fact that our government's been funding radical Islam and allowing it to grow and attack so they can take our liberties. But just at the basic level of, you can't stoop down to somebody else's level and not become dirty. In fact, I saw ISIS. If you guys reprint this, it was all over the news for Friday. You know, IS, al-Qaeda, you know, criticizes U.S. for torture report. I think they called us infidels, the words kafar or something. That's the group that tortures constantly and chops heads off and abuses little kids and stuff and kills them and forces people to suicide bomb or they'll shoot their families. I just love that scum of the earth group. You don't get much scummier. It's not propaganda that radical Wahhabists are just as bad as you can get. It's like an army of Charlie Mansons or something. I mean, they're nuts. Just look at their eyes and then look at the fruits of what they do. They are bad news. But the big mega banks hold their chain of financing and allow them to operate to menace the world and giving up our freedoms. And then they say, oh, let us torture them at Camp X-Ray. They got a bunch of 18-year-olds and 20-year-olds there that were conscripted in Afghanistan and stuff and forced to fight. And then you turn around after 8-9 years of captivity, they end up being released to run ISIS brigades. You know why? Because it's on record. They're CIA, Mossad, Shin Bet, Turkish intelligence, Pakistani intelligence, double agents. They are produced in those torture facilities. They are prepared. They are broken. Just like Mandela was broken, whether you think he was a good guy or a bad guy, in 30-something years in prison, he came out run by the Major De Beers Oppenheimer interest to be the front man. Well, they take some 17-year-olds, some of them 14 years old, put them in Camp X-Ray. For some of them, have been out 10 years, and then they're released, and they just keep showing up commanding armies. They're cutouts, folks. They're cutouts. And if you look at how they would produce child soldiers in Africa, it was with torture. Africa has a formulae, African countries, African warlords, for this, and the CIA has adopted it, and it is despicable. So beyond torture, they're producing child soldiers, not just at X-Ray. That's just the public promotion prison. They got over 100 black or ghost sites all over the world. We're going to break it all down, and I'm going to open the phones for people that want to come on and say how great all of this is. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing and they're arresting me. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in the community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
He came, he saw, he died.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, Miss Youth, well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. We're live every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the major news sites. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. Let me just calmly lay out the top stories today. Mikhail Phelan of Infowars.com. Police say armored military vehicles, quote, needed for war with constitutionalists, close quote, with firearms. Quote, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons that will, quote, be taking enemy fire from. This out of a county in Washington State, the big MRAPs from Iraq. Now, here's the issue. Big cities probably need things like this because they might actually run into bank robbers or terrorist groups occasionally. And it's certainly useful to protect police that are moving into an area. But the main deployment of this to even small towns in the training manuals that we've gotten from the FBI and federal marshals, I mean, we're the ones that usually break those. I mean, everybody knows that. It was a secret, you know, 7 years ago. Now it's public. That it's for returning veterans, gun owners, Tea Partiers, and they teach the police that a civil war is coming. This is the 5th clip that I've seen in 2014. In fact, I'm going to have Watson tomorrow for Infowars.com, I think, do a blurb article showing the last 4 or 5 articles. It's probably more, but I mean, I was able to pull up 4 or 5 other examples this year where police chiefs and others to the media say we need these tanks for the constitutionalist. So the point is not a debate about do they need this or not. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Let the police have full auto. Let them have armor. Let them have whatever. If it's a major metropolitan area or whatever, because nowadays, you know, who knows, drug cartels, I mean, look at Mexico. But it's for the American people, and it's for groups that are not committing crimes. It was never set up to fight Al-Qaeda. They first started deploying this stuff after 9/11, and it's always used, and they say, for Waco-style stuff. Well, they started the fight at Waco. They could have arrested Koresh any time. I interviewed the sheriff. He was on record saying he was in town every day. They had a business in town. He jogged off the property every morning. We said arrest him if you've got proof of him molesting kids. And instead they went and opened fire on the building to set a precedent of attacking the American people to demonize that cult. Probably was a cult. A lot of what they said about him wasn't true, but it was a cult. I know the Davidians. A lot of them. Some are very nice people. But some of them were cult-like. Doesn't matter. You don't blow it up and burn it down with the Delta Force. That's who was there. I watched the C-SPAN hearings. I'll be on another, you know, radio shows, and I'll bring that up. And they go, oh, Delta Force. Yeah, right. They don't even know that was in the official congressional report. Our military there murdering those people. We have the FLIR footage from the helicopters and from the aircraft that the FBI was forced to release in court with the troops behind the tanks in an infantry maneuver shooting up the building and shooting people that were trying to get out the back. Now, I'm digressing with a history lesson there. The point is that's coming up. Police, armored military vehicles needed for constitutionalists with firearms. I'm going to cover that, though, in the next hour. The video is on InfoWars.com right now. There is a major arms buildup for a war on American gun owners during national gun confiscation. That's a fact. That's what the federal government is training for, and they now admit it. And it's treasonous. Just like Obama signing an executive order to legalize the illegals and let them bring in their families and legalize people that have aggravated felonies, and the Republicans are not blocking it. The Republican leadership, just like the Republican leadership, just voted on this giant spending bill that has what we warned you of last week, provisions bigger than the banker bailout to write off all derivatives in the future as they get ready for the next big collapse. That'll make 2008 look like a cakewalk, look like a blip compared to an explosion. Derivatives are bigger than they were 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And they are writing these treasonous bills that are set to pass the Senate. It's going to the president's desk. In fact, it passed the Senate. Ted Cruz came out and said it's a nightmare. Rand Paul's come out and said it's highly destructive. We're going to go over those voting numbers. That's coming up later in the hour as well. Two examples of media censorship I want to look at overseas that tie into what's now starting to happen here under political correctness rubrics. China will arrest you if you play the national anthem outside of an official state function. And that dovetails where they're trying to pass laws where you can't burn the American flag. I don't like burning the American flag, but if you take somebody's First Amendment right to do it, you've now become China. Then they could do it on every other subject. And then I've got another one. Turkey arrests 27, including police and media, for criticizing the president, who's basically a dictator. Turkish police officers and media workers are detained in Roundup. That's in the New York Times. And, of course, we're allies with them, the crooks that run our country. So they just call it, oh, they were detained. That's like in The Running Man, written by Stephen King. When you're disappeared, they go, oh, he was just detained, and you're really dead. See how they use words to play these games? Oh, we heard you criticize. Oh, but we don't call Turkey a tyranny. You just say, I don't like the president. You're disappeared into a Turkish dungeon. And let me tell you, out of all the torturers, Turkish torture is known as some of the worst. In fact, the old joke is, it's worse than a Turkish prison. Oh, but Turkey's good. They're not radical. They're not bad. They're the worst in the Middle East next to Saudi Arabia. And they're being merged into the EU. How'd you like to have that country merged into you? And they slaughtered all those Armenians. The list goes on and on. This is just some of what's going on. Now, shifting gears before I get into all that, I want to hear today from all of the mainline conservatives. You know, you're the Boehner supporters. You're the Mitch McConnell supporters. You're kind of glad the borders are open. You're kind of glad that the Republicans helped write Obamacare and now won't repeal it. You know, you feel like you're part of the establishment for just agreeing with whatever they say. You also call into talk radio, because I hear you, and you say, you know, I don't like these so-called libertarians, people that don't want to torture Ron Paul criticizing or Rand Paul. We need to roll up our sleeves and get dirty with these Al-Qaeda people that attacked us and teach them. I want to hear from you why I'm wrong saying that I think torture's bad. Here's the deal. It wasn't bad when North Korea tortured our soldiers. It was, well, of course it was bad. Well, it wasn't bad when the North Vietnamese tortured our soldiers. Of course it was. So we're going to walk through why I think and know torture is bad, and then we're going to give you a chance, only people that disagree with me, in the first round of calls, to call in. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, InfoWars.com. Stay with us. Hey.
now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Thanks for riding shotgun with us on this 14th day of December 2014, Sunday edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. I may start getting to your calls in this segment. I'm not sure. I need to play a few clips and lay out where I stand on torture yet again, because the social engineers are trying to sell us on this idea, because if they can sell that, they can sell anything. The state owning your children, euthanizing babies after they're born, all of this is being pushed. NSA warrantless spying, disappearing political dissidents. You notice it's all bipartisanly being pushed from the top, because worldwide the world is sliding into totalitarian despotism. But if you disagree with me and you think there's reasons to torture anybody, I'd like to hear from you. I know Jack Bauer made it sexy on fictional shows like 24, but there's a history here. We're going to talk about it. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. That's a different number on the Sunday show. We produce everything in-house on Sunday. It's a different number during the weekday. So call the Sunday number, and we'll go to Derek and Mark and Richard and others that are patiently holding. And I hope these are serious calls, because I hear these calls on talk radio. I've gotten in debates with people on the street who said, how dare you not want to torture the people that carried out 9/11? Judge, jury, then the sentence. You get rid of that in Western law. We're now before 2015. In the year 2015, we're going back. We're about to be 2015. We're going back to 1215. Wow, it just hit me. 1215 is exactly how many years ago? The Battle of Runnymede, the Magna Carta, where they began to try to restrict and outlaw torture. This is the zenith, or the birthplace, of Western law and culture that built so much security. Hadn't been perfect. Our legal system's not perfect. But let me tell you, it's a lot better than other countries. And it creates stability, and it creates an environment for investment and a level playing field, at least more level. We know North Korea is bad because they torture. We know North Vietnam was bad because they tortured. We know the Nazis were bad and Joseph Mengele because they tortured. We know Fidel Castro is bad because they tortured. We know the Romans were bad because they tortured. We know that barbarous cultures torture, and A, you don't get good intelligence from it, studies show. B, what you do get is fake confessions, fear, and terror. We're going to burn you at the stake, you know, and we're going to prove you're a witch one way or the other. We're going to torture you until you confess. Or if you don't confess, it shows the devil was in you and gave you the power to not admit you were a witch. This is the type of stuff that kept the Dark Ages going for hundreds and hundreds of years until people started saying no in places like England in 1215. The Magna Carta, folks. It's what our whole Bill of Rights, Constitution, all of it comes out of it. The Renaissance, basically, it all comes out of it. It all comes out of that and some things that happened in Italy. So we are here now seeing hundreds of years, 800 plus years of progress being flushed down the toilet in a matter of years under the pretext of fighting Al-Qaeda, who our own government helped create and protect. Now they call themselves ISIS. And I saw Al-Qaeda and IS were in the news last week, complaining, you know, how dare you torture people, you know, giving them moral high ground. You're a bunch of infidel scum when they are total torturers. So the argument is, well, we'll do what they do. Oh, great. We'll sink to their level. And again, I'm going to explain to you what they admit has gone on, not in this report, but the Army report of 2007, the Pentagon report of 2009. We've read them on air. I mean, I can't even say what's in some of these reports. The Army report, General Toguimbo's report of 2007, said that they would routinely rape people's small children in front of them, but also do it with flashlights dripping with acid. I mean, I'd never thought of something like that. That's like Jeffrey Dahmer. And they would hire former federal jail guards and pay them up to $120,000 a year as Pentagon contractors who had rape convictions and child porn convictions. This is in the Army report. The Army actually came out and said, this is evil. I'm not lionizing the army. The army had to do the torturing, or they had to deliver the little kids. There was such a rebellion in the army that they put out the report admitting it all. The original torture report that got almost no coverage. So this new one's a whitewash with Feinstein and others getting ready to leave office down the road, covering their butts. Total whitewash. The report 2009, much more hardcore as well. But you do not, quote, keep the country safe torturing people, ladies and gentlemen. Most of the people grabbed were conscripts who were sold for upwards of $25,000 apiece. That's mainstream news. Look it up. Oh, I got a terrorist. I'm the informant. The informant's actually Taliban. And they would sell like a 16-year-old teenager who'd been conscripted to, you know, guard a pass to the waiting special forces helicopter and our own colonels and people. Famous. We've interviewed them. A bunch of them. Not just Colonel Schaefer, but others admitted that they would go, this person's not a terrorist. They're not even a combatant. They're a conscript. They would interrogate them for 5 minutes and try to say, we don't want them, dump them back. And up the chain, the CIA that runs Camp X-Ray and the camp within Guantanamo Bay, there's another secret camp, a torture laboratory. They said, oh, that's who we want. Because you know how they get child soldiers in Africa? Look it up, the formula. You get about a 10 or 12-year-old, you torture them a few years, beat them up, then tell them you've now graduated, you're elite. They'll do whatever they're told. They are torturing and testing people to see who can psychologically be a double agent to lead ISIS brigades and others against Syria and others and carry out attacks. And be al-Qaeda leaders working for the criminal group above our government. They have laboratories, and that's why so many leaders of ISIS and al-Qaeda are graduates of Guantanamo Bay. People say, well, you shouldn't have released them. Why, most of the commanders come out of torture bases. It's not working. Oh, it's working quite well. And when I tell you all this, it's San Francisco Chronicle, New York Times, New York Magazine, The New Yorker, Miami Herald, it's in all the news. I mean, this stuff about rectal feeding, where they snake it all the way up 15 feet through your lower into your upper intestine, total torture, internal bleeding to feed you, when they can feed you down the throat. The Chinese communist torture down the throat. I mean, this is just pervert stuff. The admissions in Congress in 2008 in a separate report on Camp X-Ray was they would put people on LSD and PCP and fly in hookers. And they would do satanic rituals to freak these young people out and then pour blood all over them and have sex with them. I mean, that's in the reports. You think rectal feeding's a big deal? Go look at the reports where they have, I mean, imagine you're a 16-year-old from Afghanistan and there is a porn star, because that's what most of these hookers are, with a devil outfit on and you're on drugs raping you. And you know why they do that at Camp X-Ray? Because they like it. It's for those Army psychiatrists and CIA psychiatrists that are the real mingle of freaks. They're just having a party and want to fly in a bunch of hookers for themselves and go, hey, baby, go in there and do it. I mean, it's just a freak show. Why did Jeffrey Dahmer do stuff like this to people? Because he was a psychopathic demon. That's why. Same reason they do it. We'll be right back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Just type into a search engine Army Torture Report and you'll get CNN, ABC News. Wikipedia is good because it has links to the Army's own website. Let's put it on screen right now. This is the report that has them raping children with acid. Now, maybe somebody picked up at a checkpoint they think it's a terrorist. You torture a six-year-old with acid. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the senior officer in Iraq, appointed General Antonio Toogoomba to do the report. And it was a year-long investigation by the 800th Military Police Brigade. And it's the most accurate real report we've got. And it's got the rape of children. Okay. The media focused on guys, you know, with dog collars on in some of the photos. That's nothing. That's how they distracted you. I'm not signing on to raping children. Sorry, I'm a liberal. I'm being sarcastic. Toogoomba report with annexes, AR-15-16 investigation, the 800th Military Police Brigade previously released, the Office of the Secretary of the Defense, and Joint Chiefs. We're on that website right now for TV viewers. This is real. I've read all three reports. I know what went on. It's come out mainstream news, the devil worship hooker parties they're having. See, if the Secret Service just called the hooker parties research, they wouldn't get in trouble. So the CIA just flies in the porn stars to Gitmo. And then, yeah, well, when you're busy, when you're done doing the devil worship over there, we're going to do some devil worship over here. And that's pretty much, you know, the top brass in the military is full of good people, but it's also full of people that want to be killers. That's well known. There's a lot of Satanism in the higher ranks of the U.S. military. And that's what's going on. I mean, you want the rest of the story, folks? You're going to get it here with the reports. In fact, I could tell them right now, type in prostitutes used in torture at Gitmo. And then you'll find the reports of that. I mean, just listen, when I say this stuff, it feels crazy, but I'm not the crazy one. I'm only reporting to you what's really going on. And when I first covered this 6-7 years ago, when it came out, I got smart mouth emails going, sounds like a lot of fun. Well, maybe you're a degenerate and you're 50 years old. That sounds fun to you. Imagine being a 16-year-old goat herder from Afghanistan with pig blood being thrown all over him with prostitutes raping you. I mean, I can't even say what they do on air. You think rectal feeding sounds scary? I mean, this is pervert stuff, folks. Imagine if George Washington, because by the way, armies have been torturing and doing bad stuff for a long time. We didn't torture. We didn't commit war crimes. It's one reason we won the Revolutionary War. And it's an empire that never been beaten. But the French, the Spanish, nobody could beat them. We beat them. And George Washington, you can read his biographies, read the histories. He would hang you if you tortured or raped. So you lose the moral high ground. You become corrupted. I want to play a Dick Cheney clip. We'll save the Karl Rove ones about rectal feeding. I mean, I can't believe I'm even talking about this on air. Total torture. Dick Cheney goes, oh, it's medical. The Red Chinese, folks, that's how they torture you. I mean, this is snaking something 20 feet through your body into the upper intestine. Do you have any idea how excruciating that is? And who are the perverts that want to do that? I mean, this is freak show level. I mean, if they were pulling fingernails out and knocking teeth out, it'd still be bad. But man, it's all perverted. Raping children? I mean, no. But see, they just tell you, we're just taking the gloves off, applying its cops with some guy they caught raping a kid, you know, beating him for a confession. That's bad enough. But you can see the emotion in that. But no, it's children. Read the Army report. This is America. The globalists want to raise the hedge of protection that we have, our providence. They know that. And once God turns his back on us for the abortions and all the rest of the evils, we're done. This is the corruption of America. Let's go to Dick Cheney, the so-called conservative who tried to pass total amnesty 4 times with Bush, who passed NAFTA, GATT, all this crap when he was in the earlier administration. This is a bad globalist, folks. But, oh, he acts real conservative, and Fox News says he is, so he's a great guy, along with Karl Rove. Let's go to the clip.
Are you going to draw the line, Chuck? How are you going to know?
Is that too high? Is that you're okay with that margin for error?
I have no problem as long as we achieve our objective. And our objective is to get the guys who did 9/11, and it is to avoid another attack against the United States. I was prepared, and we did. We got the authorization from the president and authorization from the Justice Department to go forward with the program. It worked. It worked now for 13 years. Oh. We've avoided another mass casualty attack against the United States. We did capture bin Laden. We did capture an awful lot of the senior guys of Al-Qaeda who were responsible for that attack on 9/11. I'd do it again in a minute.
And now Al-Qaeda on steroids, ISIS is just running all over the place, murdering hundreds of thousands, and our own government's behind it. On record, look it up. We've done 50 shows on it, literally. I'm not getting back into it. Probably 70 shows. Our own military's gone public about it. And again, our military is the most awake because they've been there watching it. Joe Biggs works in our office. I mean, he was written about Esquire and Rolling Stone. He's a war hero. Did stuff like, you know, charge machine gun nest and run out of bullets and, you know, kill the Taliban guy with his, you know, knife and bare hands. He, half the time, was out delivering people for torture. What made him mad was it wasn't the guys they kept trying to suicide bomb them. Because I've talked to family that's been there when they caught somebody dousing their kids with gasoline to call in the medevacs to save the burning kids, and then they suicide bomb or try to, what the special forces do to them. I mean, I get in the heat of the moment, you just burned your kids, we're going to kill you. That's an issue of passion and warfare in the heat of the moment, not premeditated. But Biggs would take them to the DEA and FBI in country, and they'd torture them to death in some cases. Finding out where'd you bring the drugs, because they wanted to control that drug flow. They wanted to control that market. I'm going to go to break and come back with Mark and Joseph and Robert and John and Jim and Richard and Raider and Derek and others, people who claim they disagree with me. They think torture is okay. But what about the other big issue? This will be used on us. I told you the Patriot Act, the NDAA would be used against us. It's all over the news that it's used across the board. They're ending the Bill of Rights and Constitution that protects us all. I've got a clip here. We'll play it after we go to calls. But I've got a clip here with the senator talking to these folks about torture and other issues. And they're saying, well, you know, this used to be illegal till now. It's still illegal. Remember Nixon said, it's not illegal the things I do because I'm the president. Well, that was proven wrong. And then they got John Yoo at the Justice Department, a lawyer, to say that burying people alive or torturing them or doing anything to them was okay. I remember before 9/11, the Guns and Weapons of Law Enforcement or something like that was the magazine I bought in a 7-Eleven. Something said, just get it. And I bought that magazine, and they had an article I covered on air that said, anthrax is going to be released in a major city and affect thousands. You have the terrorist. He won't talk, but you have his 12-year-old son. Do you torture? The answer from former such-and-such expert is, yes, you torture for the greater good. That's Machiavelli, folks. Once you say greater good, you're a Nazi. You're a Soviet. Once you say for the greater good, we can do bad things, you're now North Korea. By the way, I talked about how China and all these other countries affect our media and tell Hollywood what they can put out. Think about how controlled our media is by the U.S. government, much less others. New York Post, Sony CEO demanded the interview, the Seth Rogen film about killing Kim Jong-un, toned down assassination scene to appease North Korea before North Korea reportedly even hacked him. Yeah, they even toned down Red Dawn, the remake, so it wouldn't criticize China. This is globalism, where communist China is now working with Facebook. They met with Zuckerberg last week on how to censor the internet. And he praised communism last week publicly. A guy worth billions of dollars from a pump and dump who calls his users dumb effers is now meeting with the White House and the communist censorship czar on how to bring socialism and communism here. That's not me saying that. That's major headlines. See? It's not that I'm radical. I was aware of this game before it was public. See, now it's public. That's why the show's getting on all these new affiliates and growing, is because people realize, whoa, this guy wasn't fear-mongering. He was warning us. Yes, 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 yes. I remember telling people they were torturing folks before they admitted it, or the NSA was spying on you, or they were coming for your guns, because the people running the country are a bunch of offshore cutthroats.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What is the Empire? It's an empire of crony capitalism that's anti-free market. It's an empire of lies and fraud. And there is an awakening happening worldwide. That's why they're doubling down with tyranny, is our powerful interview with Billy Corrigan of Smashing Pumpkins. And he said that repeatedly in his interview, ended up getting picked up on national television and more than 15 newspapers that I saw just over the weekend. We'll have a boil down of that interview posted at InfoWars.com. In fact, it's there right now if anybody wants to go watch that after the show. Now, we've got a whole other hour coming up, and I will go to Mark, Joseph, Robert, John, Jim, Richard, Derek, and others that are patiently holding here in just one moment. You say you disagree. You think torture's a good tool. It's like cheating in a game of, yeah, I guess cheating at poker is a good tool. Having an ace up your sleeve is a good, it nullifies the whole thing. Why was it it's been illegal in any free country? I mean, we've been through this before. It will be used on us. Now, before I go any further, this is the holiday Christmas season. I will be politically incorrect. Wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The idea is if I have any culture myself, or you have any culture, that its existence is racist or bad. Here's an article, University bans Christmas on campus to respect diversity, but students aren't buying it. From BizPack Review up on Infowars.com, the University of Maine has banned Christmas and Hanukkah decorations from the campus, even your own dorms, according to campus reform. But people are firing back. It's just about them being able to say what you can and you can't do. Well, also the FDA is coming in wanting to ban supplements across the board. Even if they want to restrict vitamin C, they've already done it under the UN Codex Alimentarius in many areas of Europe. I cannot tell you what different deficiencies the science shows. We have research videos with doctors and others at InfowarsLife.com, what it's done to the public. Take X2, our proprietary super nascent iodine from the Deep Earth Crystal Source. For the first time, we have a sale running through the 17th, the last day you can order for guaranteed delivery before Christmas. We have 17% off and free shipping. The biggest special ever on our top-selling product, Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. If you're like, iodine? It's the good halogen. Go learn about it versus the stuff they sell at pharmacies for cuts that's not even the proper type of iodine. It's bound. I don't know how to explain it. Just go see the medical science, the nutraceutical science at InfowarsLife.com. Iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health and well-being. Nascent iodine supports healthy iodine levels, may support healthy hormone levels, and it's involved in maintaining healthy metabolic system. Supplementing with pure nascent iodine may provide sufficient iodine so the body does not need to absorb iodine from other, perhaps less pure sources. And that's the bare minimum. Just go read about it at InfowarsLife.com or watch the informational videos or call toll-free 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 888-253-3139. We've got a lot of other specials running on Patriot, pro-gun apparel, camo Molon Labe, brass belt buckles, Second Amendment, all of it to wear your colors loud and proud and support the InfoWar. I want to thank you all this Christmas for your support as well. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and support our local AM and FM affiliates. Support their sponsors and tell them you're supporting them. And also spread the word wherever you're listening to us, whether it's 590 KLBJ right here in Austin, Texas, or stations in Oklahoma City and stations in Rochester, New York, and Kansas City and L.A. and just over 180 affiliates now across the country. This year is 20 years on air and counting. Okay, I've done my 51-minute rant. I'm going to go to Mark and then Derek and then Joseph and everybody that's been holding the longest. I'm going to go to all of you. If you're a new listener or just tuned in, I think torture is a horrible thing. I've already gone over all that, so I won't belabor it. They think I'm wrong, and I want to hear from Mark in New York. Mark, go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Welcome.
A very Merry Christmas to you. Happy, healthy, and prosperous New Year.
You too.
Okay. Now, torture. Okay, I'm going to reframe this for you a little bit in a Machiavellian way. Torture is dependent on the recipient. If you take a 5-year-old child and stick a cookie on a counter and say you can't have that because you've been a bad boy, that's torture. If you take a young woman that's a little bit overweight and blast, what the perfect woman looks like in advertising all over the place, that's torture.
If you put Marilyn Monroe in front of me in her prime in a bikini, it's torture. I get it.
Okay. Now, you know, it works in other, you know, the torture is actually dependent on the individual. You take a person.
No, I get it. I mean, that's what cops do. We're going to take your cigarettes away. We'll give you some whiskey. We'll go easy on your family, because they may be involved with charges. That's pressure, and that's great, and that's more effective, every study shows, to actually use leverage. But torture physically is persona non grata.
Well, I actually kind of have to disagree.
Okay, well, tell me. You sound like a smart guy. Tell me why.
Yeah, I've been around the block too many times, man. Sometimes
you done a little torture yourself?
What?
Done a little torture with a phone book?
I've been around the block like too much. All right.
So you're a cop and you catch a guy,
no,
you think...
I'm not a cop.
Okay, well, let's just say a cop catches a guy and they won't say where the little girl is and we don't know if she's dead or not. You go ahead and beat the hell out of him. And you know what? In that case, I would get it in that case. You don't legalize it and make it a mainstay. Go ahead. Are you still there, Mark?
Yes, sir.
I'll give you one more minute. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, and when you're dealing with people of other cultures, that their idea of a nice time is chopping a guy's head off.
Yeah, that's where Polo came from, is Afghanistan, chopping people's heads off and using it. I get it.
Okay, listen, man, you carry on. You're doing a great job. Happy New Year.
Go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
No, seriously. Just carry on. Get your next callers.
No. But, I hear what you're saying. You're actually giving a better argument than I've ever heard. So this is amazing. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. I'm one of the good guys. I'm one of the smart guys or whatever. All right?
But, see, there's the problem. If you codify torture, the bad guys will use it. How do you stop that?
All right. The deal is, everybody... Every individual on this planet, irregardless of their ethnic upbringing, has their level of torture. When they have their level of torture, and when you hit with precision, I'm a Machiavellian kind of guy. I truly am. You get it. They get it. And you know what? You don't have to get like all crazy on them, okay? You don't have to get sadistic. But it can certainly appear that way.
No, I hear you. But the minute it does, our whole culture's in danger, and that's the issue. It's like using the Ring of Mordor.
Right.
It'll let you win the battle, but it will destroy you in the end. I appreciate your call. It's a great caller. One of the best arguments I've heard for torture. It was almost convincing, though we have history to show it always degrades, and it's not good. We know it's bad. Let's go to Jim in FEMA Region 6. You're on the air.
Hi, if you go back to that Dick Cheney piece, he said that we captured bin Laden. Okay, so how can you trust anything this guy says? Torture is good, we captured bin Laden, the tooth fairy's real, you know, all this. I mean, come on now. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Cy Hirsch, two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, has come out and said the bin Laden raid is 100% fake. It is.
Now, I really wanted to argue against torture, but, you know, I can't. Torture is horrible. You shouldn't do it. I'd be surprised if you're able to get a caller today that's able to actually convince you that torture is good.
He didn't convince me, but I did think he actually had some arguments, the last caller.
But we're being tortured every day through our education system. I recently saw John B. Wells interviewed Charlotte Iserbeat about our Soviet-style education system, and it was pretty riveting.
So, we've had her on a lot. We should get her back on. She was the Reagan's head of education, like the deputy head of it, and she really, and her dad was Skull and Bones, amazing info. We have like probably 50 interviews or more with her at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you so much, sir. Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, our kids are basically, they're being tortured every day through our education system. So, I mean, like torture, we'll send your kid down the road to the public education.
I agree. I mean, vaccines full of mercury, brain damaging the kids, lowering the IQs. Fluoride in the water is lowering our IQ, giving us cancer. Harvard study, that's torture. Having to hear Obama lie all day and legalize all the illegals, that's torture. Having to sit here and you know, just put up with all this garbage and the taxes getting raised and having to lay people off because the economy is torture. I hear you. But when we talk about torture, I mean, pulling fingernails out, electricity, you know what I mean. Second hour coming up. Your calls straight ahead. Stay with us. You're up next, Jim.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Richard in California, you're up next. Thanks for holding, and we'll go to Robert and others. Go ahead.
Hey, pal. I got a couple questions for you and your whole liberal, namby-pamby, Liam McAdoo formulae, all right? Why do you hate America, and who are you working for?
Oh, you're being sarcastic. Come on.
I love you, Alex. Please, don't just another round of OxyClean. I think you're full of it today.
Okay, so it's easy to have ad hominem attacks. I am a liberal in the Thomas Jefferson sense. I would be called a right-winger today because I'm pro-life, I'm pro-gun, things like that. These labels don't mean anything. I want you to have due process. Hold on a minute. You made some claims there that were just ad hominem attacks. It attacks the entire judicial system and destroys faith in any type of free trial or any testimony if torture is brought in. And so that's why I'm against torture. So argue for torture. Don't call me names.
All I can ask you is this. Where were your tears crying for all those Palestinian people that were getting bombed into oblivion this summer? You didn't have a show for them.
I said that was tribal warfare that globalists have organized, and I think it's bad on both sides, and I think it's overall a manipulation to destabilize the region, and the Arab countries use that as a scapegoat to ignore their own oppression. It becomes the cause celeb because that's all Hollywood promotes. So, again, you just want to attack Alex Jones. You're not defending torture here today, are you?
No, I think it's okay. It's just Arabs anyways, right?
This is a sarcastic. Sir, I was the person day one saying 9/11 was being basically staged to attack Muslim nations and take over. And our government's funding radical Islam to destabilize the whole region. But none of you so-called trendy liberals, and that's why you made that joke calling me a liberal, care about the hundreds of thousands of Christians killed in Syria or just people in general being murdered, mainly blacks, in Libya. I mean, that's just all you need for a moral equivalency and to feel good about yourself is just say I support Israel, but just because I don't hate Israel. I criticize Israel from a place of strength when Israel's wrong. That's why Israel lobby groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL attack me, and why the white supremacists attack me, because all they've got is tribalism. That's all they've got. It's why the black sites, a lot of them call me a racist, because I'm against race war. Or I don't want to have a war with the police because they're being manipulated, so now I'm pro-cop. I'm anti-civil war. Here's the deal. I've already won the fight to prove there's a world government being formed and that tyranny is rising and that big banks run the planet. I don't care who runs them. I'm against a new derivatives bailout. I don't care who's doing it. I want Florida out of my water. I don't care who's behind it. I want the GMOs gone. I've already proven it's going on. I've already won that fight. Now I'm trying to stop the globalists staging a race war and then civil war that I predicted that they're now starting. And you know who's listening? And all you government people and all you dumbed-down, low-information shills that aren't sophisticated, that just feel good and go, Zionist shill, Vatican shill, Reptoid shill, Bill Hicks shill, whatever delusional, weak, loserville stuff you do. I want us to win. I cover real issues that have an effect. And the fact that I don't want protests in America to be go shoot some cop directing traffic, that's a good moral statement that makes sense. And you know what? Instead of just attacking the police, I'm converting them because they were already Americana. And there's already that vein in them. I'm reminding them of what they already were. I'm not even converting them. And the system will probably, there's a good chance, come after me for it. It's a good chance. I don't want to say things that tempt fate. They hate me because I want peace. I want justice. And if you're black or white, I love you. If you're a cop or a firefighter or a school teacher, I love you. I don't care who you are. I just want you to love freedom. I mean, it's best interest for you as well. I just am promoting freedom here. It's like selling snow cones in hell, man. More calls coming up. We'll go to Robert and everybody else. Stay with us. Back in 60 seconds.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility.
answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Listen up, scumbags. I don't care if you're a grassroots scumbag that likes to rob old ladies and mug people, or you're a big mega banker like George Soros and a known Nazi collaborator that wants to try to overthrow our sovereignty, get rid of our borders, and take our guns. We're not your slaves. We have awoken, and we're going to take this country back. Right now, we're debating torture. Yes, it's like the Ring of Mordor with the new Hobbit movie coming out. You can win any battle with it. But you start torturing, you become the devil. I understand the Machiavellian view, the perspective, I don't agree with it, that end justifies the means. You use dirty tricks, it will consume you. The moral high ground is a harder road, but in the end, it's much more successful. Evil is quick and easy. Like Yoda says about Darth Vader. Is the dark side stronger? No, quicker, easier, more seductive. It's absolutely true. This country has all its problems, but it's demonized constantly because compared to all the others, and I've studied the history of the world, it's fascinating. We were the most moral. We were unique. We were trailblazing. We were strong. We were founded by men and women who were so intelligent and so cool that they set about to take the Renaissance to the next level and change the world forever and beat the greatest empire. And they didn't torture people. They did a lot of other evil stuff. But they recognized it and said it was evil and said, we want to change. It's that decision in the heart. King David did horrible things. Sent his best friend off to be killed so he could have his wife. But then he repented. And really repented. It's the heart that God judges. And let me tell you, it'll poison our heart torturing people. Yeah, it's a phone book upside the head of a child molester one day to make him confess. The next day, you're raping a child, like the Army reports admit they did it, Abu Ghraib. We can't sign on to that, ladies and gentlemen. We'll lose our souls. Just like we can't sign on to abortion or any of this garbage. It's immoral. Let's go to Robert, North Dakota. You're on the air. You think torture might be okay? Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Love your show, man. And I love all your products. And I agree with you 100% on everything. What I told your call screener was that, I'm a veteran. I'm an old school veteran. And, I believe in honor. Helping the oppressed, dignity, loyalty. I hope there's still some of that left in our military. And I absolutely, those things that you read, I believe are absolutely horrible. But there's two things I want to get out. And one is, we train in the SEERS course and stuff like that. We train for waterboarding and sleep deprivation. I don't think those are torture if it gets our information that we need. But the other things that you mentioned are absolutely terrible. Now, where you cited that you read the reports from CNN and ABC and CBS of those horrible things. My question is, I don't trust the mainstream media, especially CNN and all those that you mentioned, because they've been in this administration's back pocket from the get-go.
Yeah.
And they've constantly been demonizing our military, defunding it, spreading it thin, and then deploying us. And so how do we know, I'm just confused. How do we know that what those reports are saying that they did are true and not just CNN, ABC, and CBS just fabricating that and making it up?
Well, here's the thing. I cannot believe you guys are so sophisticated, especially the veterans, the combat veterans. That's why I hate doing this show sometimes, because I want to explain all the pieces, because if I just explain some, it aids the enemy. There's an internal fight between the NSA, the CIA, and the Army. The Navy's involved. The Air Force hadn't been around that long, so it's not as deep. But the Army usually was the most powerful thing in the U.S. and pretty darn good. They really, overall, the history of the U.S. Army, because it was founded by George Washington, overall, it's pretty good. And then you get the CIA in 47 and the Air Force in 47 and NASA in 47, all these new groups they tried to set up to move power into those. You got the Navy that used to fight with the Army. You got the Marines, their own group. They aren't too political, generally, I found, when you get into all the intel. But there's blocks in government fighting. And yes, the CIA leaked the torture photos at Army bases to blame the Army, because they're trying to take over the Army and take over the drones. And I have this, not from me, this is from like Colonel Schaefer and Dr. Pachinik and three-star generals I talk to off record. I mean, the government listens. They know who I talk to. So, I mean, I don't know all this stuff. I have a mouthpiece, so, I mean, I have a venue, so I'm told this. And it turns out to be good intel. And then I realize, wow, these guys are... I mean, I used to interview Admiral Moore every month. He was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs before he died. And, man, before he died, he was just spilling his guts on everything. He was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, former judge advocate head general before that. And you're absolutely right. There's inner fights going on. The CIA and the media released that report to burn the Army. So the Army released a report with the full details pointing out the CIA controlled past a certain area. They controlled it. They would pick Army they wanted to be involved. So it was actually a setup to burn the Army, the rape of the kids and stuff. So what you said is super sophisticated and super accurate. You're absolutely right. But how do I explain that to a general audience? I mean, it's so sophisticated. I spend 15 hours a day trying to figure it all out, and I can't figure it out. I mean, what do you say to that?
Well, thank you for clarifying that a little bit, because that makes more sense. I've experienced that infighting myself, so I've seen it, and that makes more sense. So then the simple truth of the matter is...
Look at how the Army gets blamed for Camp X-Ray.
Yeah.
But who runs the base within it? The CIA. And again, I don't want to just demonize the CIA every time, but so many times they're the ones that it ends up... they're the group that started playing dirty in this country. They're the ones that accepted Machiavelli in 1947. They've been using the Ring of Mordor since day one, and they have screwed this country up. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, and they introduced the LSD and all the other stuff.
You name it. It just always leads back to them. It just...
So that makes sense then, Alex. Thank you for clarifying that, because that infighting, so these things in certain sense are going on, but so they're using, it's like they're using it to pit them all against each other.
Exactly. Let me explain how this works. My dad working like back in the 80s, and I've said my parents did some government stuff, was trying to fight communists, and he had some groups that he knew and family that had worked for the government say, will you help take care of some East Germans and things and try to get them ready to be sent back to Germany? And, I mean, then we had, like, white vans driving around our house when that was going on listening to us, and I was, like, you know, 10 years old. My dad's probably about to start calling up getting mad at me, but the point is that it's just all, it's not, there's, like, seven CIAs. There's, like, four or five NSAs. There's only one Marine Corps. There's like two armies. There's three or four navies. I mean, there's all these factions. And the truth is, no one can even figure it out. I mean, this thing is so crazy. Let's do one more call, but they only get a minute or so because I'm going to break. Bubba in Virginia. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, thanks, Jake McCullough. A couple things. I just wanted to kind of clarify. There's some difference between classical conditioning, i.e. putting the cookies out in front of kids and saying, yes, no, this is right, this is wrong. This is, if you get rewarded if you're good, you get punished if you're bad. That's classical conditioning. There's a big difference between that and torture.
There is.
Okay, I'm a veteran, and on the torture thing, there's a lot of issues I have with the torture, because what happens is when you actually torture somebody, like you stated earlier, you're pulling the fingernails out and busting the teeth off and stuff like this, you're going to get a reply. Because people will do and say whatever they think that you want to hear in order to stop the pain.
Stay there. Tell me about it. I don't know if you've been involved in torture like Biggs has, but it also affects the torturer. Stay there. I'm going to come back to Bubba. Then we're going to go to who else has been holding the longest? John, and then Raider, Derek, Spencer. We're going to get to everybody coming up. Bam, bam, bam. This is a very good discussion.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Radio active, baby. Look, there are good people in the private sector, in government, you name it. There are good people in the PTA. There are good people that are private farmers. There are good people in the CIA. But there are globalist interests that want to set up a planetary government where they're above the law and where they can censor and control whatever they want. And the system wants torture. But they also want to burn certain agencies and blame them for it but never the president or vice president. Oh, Dick Cheney says he had the president and a lawyer authorize it, so it's okay. Well, what about the interest above them? See, they want us to riot and blame the cop on the beat. Nah, I want to go a little higher. I want to go above Dick Cheney. I'll go above George W. Bush. I'll assure you, that ESPN watching, golf playing clone of Obama, George W., did not know what was going on. Cheney did. Cheney was the real president. That's come out in congressional testimony. So he's out there on Meet the Press covering his butt, doubling down. I'd do it again. Finish your point, Bubba. Sorry to cut you off. As a veteran, you were saying knocking people's teeth out, whatever. They'll tell you whatever you want to hear.
Yes, sir. Like I said, they'll tell you whatever you want to hear. So when the interrogator is going through this process and they're torturing them and whatnot, and I've never been involved in doing any of that. I just know stuff. I've worked with people that have done that. I'll put it that way. The thing is, the information that they get out of that, a lot of times it's false information. And when that interrogator acts on that information and they therefore put out this false information, it sets off a chain reaction in many facets, because what'll happen is, say for example, this guy that they're torturing says, okay, yeah, we're planning an attack over here in this area. And then they start sending guys like me and Biggs and these other grunts out, and we go to this area and there's nothing there. Well, we've wasted a lot of time and money in instead of going to some place where there are enemy or whatever the case is.
Whereas you could have offered him $250,000, but held him and said, you get the $250,000, but if the terrorists aren't there, we're going to blow your head off. Now, that's not torture, and I'm told that's what gets the real results. I'm not saying that's good to do that, but see, the higher-ups don't want to know where the real terrorists are, because they're protecting them, not really running them. They're just protecting them so they can create a threat.
Yes, sir. And if it's terrorists or in your classical war, you know, we all know this. All the wars are bogus, but when you have your, you know, countries against countries, what have you, instead of you know, fighting basically a fashion. But when you start torturing people, what happens is too is your adversaries and your enemies, they realize this. So when it comes down to it, if you're like in a trench warfare type situation or anything, what happens is they're like, hey, I'm not giving up, because I know if these guys, if I give up, these guys are going to be torturing me.
And that's exactly what George Washington said, because about a year into the war, his generals were criticizing him for executing people for torture and for war crimes. He said, listen, we're going to gain the civilian support by not doing this and burning down Tories' houses. And the British are doing that and burning down our houses. They're going to increase our support. And George Washington went on to say, if we don't let their troops go under honor of promising they won't return to the battlefield, if we do shoot prisoners, they're going to fight to the death and make it personal. If we reach out and are honorable, they're going to want to join us. And did you know something like half the German Hessian mercenaries they brought in defected and didn't just desert, they joined the Republic. See how the moral high ground is really the secret weapon? Does that make sense?
That's exactly the point I was getting to, and you know, but the people that are controlling, you know, like you talk about constantly, the Illuminati, they don't want that. They want everybody to be down here torturing each other, and they want us wreaking havoc on each other and just having total chaos down here and basically destroying each other so they can get to their Georgia Guidestones numbers and however they want to.
500 million people, a 90% reduction. Yeah. Great call, thank you. I'm going to move to Derek and others. First off, if you type in KSM terrorist or Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, he was held at Guantanamo Bay, well, other facilities in Guantanamo, for 8 years before he testified that he had bombed buildings, and it turned out one of the buildings wasn't built till 4 years after he was in custody. They basically had him confess to blowing up the Lusitania, the Titanic, and killing Jesus Christ. I mean, and that's what they want. It's just some fake cutout. And they finally got him to confess, not with waterboarding. They said, we've got your son, your 14-year-old son. And he just went, I'll say whatever you want, fine. They finally grabbed his wife and kid, and that was all they needed. Well, let me use this. I'm not torturing people. I'm going to tell the government and everybody else, your children have no future under this New World Order, and you know it. So why would you go along with this when it's going to screw your family over? I mean, this is just no-brainer for me. Derek in Ohio, thank you for holding. You're on the air worldwide. Then we'll go to John and others.
Thank you. First thing, you know, that I've noticed is that, you know, it started off with most people deny that we are a country that is engaged in torturing people, torturing the enemy. But now that it's come out and they can't hide it anymore, it's like without skipping a beat, most people are immediately defending it. And the argument I hear from
people, most people that defend it on the grassroots have never been in a fight, never been in a serious car wreck, never seen somebody actually beat up or tortured, never been mugged. They are little. That's why they want us soft and dumb. Because anyone honorable would know you're not for torture. Sorry, go ahead. But absolutely right. There is no NSA or it's not spying on you. Oh, it's spying. It's for your own good. Exactly. The lying is what discredits them. Go ahead.
Right. First, our torture policy was denied. And then when it comes out, immediately most people who just, watch the mainstream news immediately defend it as, well, because it's against the terrorists. And that's the only argument I hear parroted back. Well, they did 9/11 against us, so it's okay that we do that to them.
Then we don't blow up Saudi Arabia, where 15 of the hijackers come from. We blow up Iraq for the second time, whose arch enemies were the Saudis. See how the Saudis scapegoated Iraq? Perfect plan.
Right, exactly. People really don't understand any of the law for any of these things. And then when people say, well, that's a violation of the Eighth Amendment, that's any indefinite detention, cruel and unusual punishment. And when people say, well, whenever I hear the argument, well, the Constitution, that's just an old piece of paper, that's outdated, but that's the law.
I guess private property rights and the right to a jury is outdated too, and the right to own guns, exactly. There is an attempt to impeach and overthrow our entire system and replace it with hell on earth. God bless you. Great call. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in South Carolina. You're on the air.
How you doing?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Anyway, the other day I had to head to North Carolina, and I'm driving through Columbia, South Carolina, and I got to a mile marker 9 on 77, and up on this billboard was a face I recognized. So that's another one of your billboards. Anyway, I'm about 11 years older than you are, and I know as a child I'd stay at home and watch TV. That's what kids did. And Vietnam was going on, and they were bringing out stories of the Viet Cong torturing our airmen and talking about how bad the Viet Cong were. And I'm like, so how do you reckon now that it was so bad before, but it's okay that we're doing it? I mean, I can't go that way. Either right or it's wrong.
Absolutely. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. I want you to be able to finish. Thank you, Tony. Then we'll go to Truth Raider, Mark, John, Spencer, and others. We're continuing with your phone calls straight ahead. We have some other news we haven't covered yet at InfoWars.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's a bigger issue here with torture. You notice America always gets blamed for every evil in the world. They don't blame the corrupt interests that are using us to carry out some of these bad agendas. The UN never criticizes China or North Korea or Russia, anybody else for human rights abuses that dwarf ours. Our own media does it to demonize capitalism and freedom in the American system as if it did all this. Kind of like they blame capitalism for the bailouts and the derivatives. That's the opposite of capitalism. That's insider groups controlling government. It's fascism. But they use socialism to control the general public. But it is a fascist system above that. As soon as the public ever clicks to this stuff, it's like the games of Monopoly. It's like the rules of a board game. This stuff's not that complex to understand how it basically works. Then you can figure out all the little details. That is complex. It's just, how did I not see that before? It's like those paintings that have hidden images that you can't see, but as soon as you pull back and see it, you're like, how did I not see that? My job is not to tell you what to see. My job, because I've already seen the picture, is to go, hey, there's a hidden picture there. You might want to look a little closer. Step back a few feet. Don't be emotional. And just, what do you see there? There's a lot of those on the internet. People send you, like an Asian symbol or whatever, a letter or a word. And It'll be something, a joke, you know, something dirty usually. But you show it to somebody and they go, I can't see it. And you're like, it's right there. You don't see it? It's that same thing. Getting people out of their trance. Getting them away from their smartphones long enough or ESPN long enough to just think about what else is going on in the world. Kit Daniels wrote a story about the debt. I'm going to go back to your phone calls. Senate passes budget over six times larger than number of galaxies in the universe. There's billions of galaxies that have been photographed by Hubble. Federal budget makes cosmos look less significant in comparison. Our actual inflation is worse than Zimbabwe or the Weimar Republic when it comes to actual bills, digital bills and printed bills, but the world still accepts the dollar. So it's okay right now, only some inflation. The minute, though, that this starts to become truly inflationary, we are doomed. That's not some negative, mean statement. I lie asleep at night worried about that. And so do economists. I mean, this is a time bomb. This isn't fear-mongering. This is real. Senate passes $1.1 trillion spending bill since measure to President Obama. Then I've got articles like this. MTV's Brainless, we say, it's actually Brawless, promotes race riots. We have that video where they actually promote going out and rioting on MTV. I mean, if I did that, which I don't want to do that, let's be clear. But if I did that, I would be indicted for inciting a riot. And I should be. But MTV can. They're there to corrupt things. They're to misdirect the youth that are upset. It's sick. It's sick. And I don't want to be played like a chump. And I don't want you to be played like a chump. We're in this giant group movement. We're on this planet with 8 billion people or 7.5 billion people. To be free, I've got to get you to be free. Vice versa. Let's go to Tony in South Carolina, finishing up your statement. Then we'll go to Mark in Texas and others. Go ahead.
Yeah. Torturers are just bad. I mean, they cannot possibly be good, and I want to be good. I want to wear the white hat on the horse. I don't want to have the black hat on the horse. I'm a 13-year veteran, and I could kind of understand torture if you were assaulting something and you overtook some prisoners and you were taking heat and fire from that location. You want to know what's there. But getting that immediate information would be helpful to your movement. But sending that prisoner back to be held for 6 years at Guantanamo or wherever, I mean, is your information going to be useless? It's not valuable to you at all.
Well, sure. And nobody prosecutes torture in the heat of the moment when you got guys bleeding to death and there's a hill up there shooting at you. You pull a knife out. I'm going to slit your throat if you don't tell me what's happening. And then he doesn't tell you. And you go ahead and just stab him in the throat. The next guy will. That's not even torture. That's warfare. When you creep around, though, and do all this, there's a reason it's illegal.
Yeah, I want my employees, either local, state, county, and federal level, to be ministers of God. I want them to do good. I want to feel in my heart that I'm better off because they're there. And at least with the federal government, I have to question whether or not I'm better off because they're there.
I was about to say, who trusts this lying, usurped, captured, occupied federal government to run torture? I mean, who trusts them? Nobody. I mean, we're not saying in the heat of the moment they bust in and somebody's put a kid in a safe and they're going to suffocate in 1 hour and they won't tell you the combination, you can't cut through. I mean, no one's going to say that you beat the guy up, you're a bad person. That's normal. They take normal instincts and they twist them and go, we should all just torture. That's how we'll be a free country. No, 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 no. It's to get false confessions, ladies and gentlemen, which they've done. Thank you, Tony. Let's talk to the next caller here who's been holding the longest. Let's talk to Raider in Oregon. Then we'll move on to John and then Mark and others. Go ahead, Raider.
Greetings, Josie. Let me preface this first. I had some information I wanted to give to you earlier in the week, key information, but I didn't get a chance because the time ran out. Time ran slow here.
Go ahead.
9/11 solved. Motives, corporations, profiteers. 43 minutes long on YouTube. Very well done. Have everyone check that out.
9/11 solved. Okay, I'll look at it.
Right. Okay. Let's look at this. You know, torture is bad if it is overtaken by some bad people. But when you look at it, when we get a hold of these globalist people, these bankers that have usurped and destroyed our future, destroyed the value of our dollar, destroyed anything about American sovereignty, I say torture is good at that point. Let's torture them. Because when bad people face the second judgment and they haven't repented and haven't had the Lord thy God in their lives and they haven't accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, what's going to happen to them? They're going to be tortured for eternity.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. You know, I get that argument. Here's the deal. I'm not going to lower myself to their level. And if you convict, say, David Rockefeller of a conspiracy to overthrow the country, create a dictatorship, stick them on an island. Give them life in prison. There's a reason to do that, too. They won't fight, like we were talking earlier, about don't torture people. They'll fight even harder. Don't not give the globalist a way out of this. Like you put Napoleon on the different islands or whatever. It's not good to let people know once we get you, you're dead. Even though at a primitive level it feels good, because then they'll just hit the nuclear button. So I'm not even seeking vengeance. Vengeance belongs to God against Henry Kissinger and the New World Order and, you know, the Rothschilds and all the rest of it. I'm just seeking not being a slave. We're going to go to break and come back and talk to a bunch of other callers, John in Colorado and Mark in Texas and others. Briefly, we're running the biggest sales of the year on a bunch of high-quality, in my personal life, life-changing supplements like True Nation Iodine that so many people are deficient in, DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, high-quality Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, amazing antibiotic, so much more at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And if you order by the 17th, you're guaranteed delivery before Christmas in the lower 48. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the InfoWarsStore.com products, the Molon Labe t-shirts, the books, the films, you name it, funds the whole operation. So InfoWarsStore.com is the big blanket site that has InfoWarsLife.com, Maiden1776.com, and other sites on it. So check it out.
Big Brother. Mainstream media.
You want answers?
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I said I'd play this, so we're going to play it. I had the article here in front of me. I'll try to find it right now. But it's in Washington State. It's up on InfoWars.com if you want to see it. And we've got the name of the sheriff's department. And this wouldn't be a big deal if it hadn't been a whole bunch of other sheriff's departments. They say, why do you have these MRAP armored vehicles? Well, we're getting ready to take fire from the constitutionalists. They got guns. And they're just getting ready for a civil war, which hadn't even started yet, but they're going to stage terror attacks to get the local cops believing all this to march off to war to kill each other. It's been one of my prime internal directives to expose this. There's the headline, police armored military vehicles needed for constitutionalists with firearms. That's in Washington State. If you scroll down, I'll give people the county. But it's there in the article. That's in Spokane Valley. Let's go ahead and play this short clip, and I'll go back to your calls.
Nice thing about this piece of equipment is that if somebody is directing fire toward a team that's trying to get in, they safely can, they can pull right up to a front. Take enemy fire and still try to address a threat without being fear of getting shot.
So I'm thinking that is totally appropriate in Iraq, but where, what kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons, a lot of ammunition. They have no weapons here locally.
Oh no, they have weapons here locally. And yeah, if you declare all the kids belong to the government and everybody's got to go to a work camp, like Bill Ayers taught Obama to do. Bill Ayers, by the way, is challenging me to a debate. We're going to do it the next few weeks. I mean, just listen, the government wants all the guns. It's illegitimate. And it says we're bad having them. Do you have a few right-wing nutbags going to shoot stuff up? Yeah. Less dangerous than honeybees. They kill 200 and something a year. Right-wingers kill a couple dozen. I don't want to kill all the honeybees because they kill people sometimes. What's dangerous is the pharmaceuticals. What's dangerous is the vaccines. What's dangerous is the high fructose corn syrup. What's dangerous is the fluoride. That's killing millions of people a year. It's worse than tobacco. And I'm sick of it. They got all the cops and special operations police just ready for war. Are you guys smart enough to see the big picture? I know a lot of you are, but this isn't a game. They're getting ready to start it. I'm going to say this again. I'm staying out of the whole thing. They blow something up and blame it on me like they blame Rush Limbaugh for Oklahoma City. Remember that? Within 25 minutes, they blamed him. And the very people that blamed Rush Limbaugh on talk radio were the ones that did it. I'm not going to reopen that can of worms. I've interviewed the cops, the firefighters, the medical workers, the generals, everybody. I mean, we know who blew up Oklahoma City. And let me tell you, it was called Justice Department and ATF. And cops would expose it, and the government would come in their office and say, you and your wife are going to be dead if you don't shut your mouth. Don Browning and other police officers have come on this show via video Skype and said it. And let me tell you, Don Browning, veteran, Vietnam, highly decorated, turned white when I asked him. I said, go ahead and say their names. You know why he turned white? Because despite all his incredible courage, he realized how dangerous it was to say the names. And he stuck his chest out and said their names on air. That's what this show's all about. I'm sticking my chest out. And if I get crushed doing this, I ask for it because I'm a man. I'm not a coward. And never forget it. I'm not signing on to this evil ever. And all of you people that want to serve it can go straight to hell because you're not getting my soul. You understand that? And the minute you sign on to this, you sign your soul over. So I'm here to make sure everybody knows exactly what's going on so you can choose a side. That's all God wants. John in Colorado, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, let's say you're going down, and it's interesting you brought up the 97 bombing because that's
95.
When I got in trouble. Yeah. Anyway, let's say you're going down the street, the cop pulls you over, he says, roll down the window. And then he basically does anything he wants to do with you. That's what it is when you sanction torture.
Pain compliance in the threat continuum. They teach cops they can torture you to follow orders, which is not true if the officer's life is not in danger. It's a misappropriation, and you're absolutely right.
Let me put it to you this way. When the government, the state, sanctions that it's okay for this huge amalgamation of whatever agencies to come down on one person and do whatever they want to them and then say, we did make a few mistakes.
And he was a terrorist after we tortured him for 5 years. He confessed everything. It's bull when North Korea does it, and it's bull when we do it. And the minute we sign on to it, we've lost our souls. Anything else? I think you said it all there, brother. Patricia in Arizona, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi.
Go ahead. Welcome.
These people were really upsetting me because I want due process for not just for me. I want it for everyone because if they can do it to them today, they can do it to me tomorrow.
It's just all like cop killers saying a cop beat me up, so I'm going to go shoot a random cop. It's the exact same thing. You don't just take people's rights away, whoever they are.
They need to ask themselves, what if it was their kid who got picked up and they were being accused of something that they knew they didn't do? Are they still going to feel that way, that it's okay for them to just torture them till they confess? No, this is so wrong.
Remember that New York case where there was a fight at a bar, so the cops grabbed like six people, and then they sodomized one with a broken toilet plunger, and it said like 6 hours? How do you sit there sodomizing someone for 6 hours with a toilet plunger? And the cops admitted they did it. I mean, what type of freaks do stuff like that? Remember that case?
No, but I'm glad because I don't want to ever have that image in my mind.
In fact, I forget the name. Guys, Google New York toilet plunger rape. It was a famous case. I got the name, but I don't want to say it wrong. Just let's check it. I hear you, ma'am. Absolutely. It's common sense. Would Jesus Christ support torture? No, he was tortured. And they thought it was reasonable what they did to him. Well, I'm not for it. Spencer in Florida, you're on the air worldwide.
Hello?
Yep, go ahead, Spencer.
Oh, okay. First of all, I have your super male vitality, and my girlfriend has your super female vitality. I also have your secret 12. She has your secret 12. I mean, I got my dad your Oxy powder.
Let me ask you a question. Did it perform as claimed?
Yes, it's amazing. The super male vitality, I'm lifting heavier weight. I mean, my girlfriend's feeling, she has much more energy.
Yeah, for those that don't know, it's super concentrated, like 8 or 9 known herbs. I say 8 because the male has 8, the female has 9. It's just concentrated, cold-pressed, hardcore herbs that are known to just healthily, because it doesn't mimic testosterone. It gets your body to release it, and I'm telling you, it is firecracker.
Yeah, it's all natural. My dad, yeah, he lost his stomach. It's amazing.
No, it's like natural. It's like natural Viagra.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to get. They suppress us with GMOs and with estrogen mimickers. So we just came out with like the Bentley at a low price of super hardcore herbs. I mean, it's amazing.
And I'm a 21-year-old male. I'm healthy and everything, and it works for me. So it can definitely work for a 40-year-old or whatever.
Well, thank you for the plug. What's your take on torture?
Yeah, so about torture, I'm way against it. I mean, but it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what God thinks. And if this country is resorting to torture, we are not under the protection of God anymore, especially with all the other stuff we're doing, abortion, I mean, everything we're doing. So the main question I have for you is, when it's going to be too late to kind of move to a safe haven. Like, I just got done watching your movie on strategic relocation, and I'm just wondering, cause the guy said 2015, and I've been researching Warren Buffett trying to make enough money to get everything under control and everything.
Yeah, sure, you got Trump saying collapse. I don't know when it's coming, but it's engineered to do so and have a civil war where we all kill each other and the police. And I'm just not going to be part of it. So I've tried to strategically relocate a little redoubt out in the hill country. The big thing is just try to wake people up so this doesn't happen, but it is in the cards. God bless you. I'm out of time. There's a worldwide collapse. It's called Agenda 21, Cloward and Piven. It's being carried out. We're trying to stop it. Pray for peace. Pray for justice. Don't fight with each other. Come together for liberty. The average person's a good person. They just aren't aware of what's happening. Warn people. Great job to the crew. InfoWars.com has a lot of news we didn't cover. I'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Great job to the crew.